seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Value Tainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Ben-David, and today we're going to discuss how to respond to a loss as an entrepreneur. I know many times when it comes down to building a business, you're going to have some setbacks. Today we're going to talk about what to do when you do have a setback.
Everyone knows how to win, but only a few know how to lose. And I say this because recently we had a loss, and that loss was we announced the second week of May that we wanted to have 100,000 subs by August 31st. And remember, when we announced it, we had about 41,000 subs. When it ended, we did not hit 100,000 subs. We ended with 83,000 subs. And it was very disappointing. We were very annoyed. We were very frustrated that we didn't hit the 100,000 subs. And then somebody asked a question on the YouTube channel on the bottom and said, you know what, Pat? I would really want to know how you handle a loss. And I said, what a great idea to do an episode on how to handle a loss, because so many times everybody talks about doing and motivating all this other stuff, but how do you handle a loss? So today's episode is going to be all about that. As a matter of fact, it was so painful that Mario from the team is still emotional with the fact that we didn't hit 100,000 subs. Paul, why don't you show Mario's reaction here a little bit on how emotional he is. Mario, you going to be okay?
I'll be okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Mario's going to be okay. Maybe you can, Mario, let me see the sub here real quick. By the way, if you haven't subbed, do him a favor and subscribe to the channel. Okay, here you go, Mario. There's the love. Okay, so now, how do we handle a loss as an entrepreneur? Okay, there's three things I'll cover here today. One is two different types of goals people set. Two is, what do you do when you actually set up a goal? And then three is, how to handle a loss and how do you debrief when you don't achieve your goal? So we'll cover those three things. But let me start off with the first one. What do I mean by there are two different types of goals? Okay, so there are people that set too small of a goal or too big of a goal. So what is too small of a goal? Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that most of their goals become a reality. Most of their goals become a reality. And what do I mean by that? The goal could be, hey, I want to have a job. They land a job. Hey, I want to have a place to live. They get a place to live. Hey, I want to have 3 square meals to eat every day. They get those meals. I want to have a car to drive. They get a car. I want to one day get married. They get married. Everything is, they hit a goal, but it's small of a goal, and they settle. So their goals become a reality, but it's too small of a goal. Then the complete opposite is people who set way, way too ambitious goals with small timelines. Let me explain. For instance, I remember I got out of the Army. I was 21 years old. I have a picture of this that I took, and if we were back at home, you know, back in Dallas, we would show this here. But I'm back at home, and I would have shown the picture. I have a blue shirt, polyester shirt, pretty pathetic. I'm wearing a blue polyester shirt. I used to dress like my inspiration was John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever and Staying Alive. So I have this shirt, and I'm holding the paper. And I'm in Chicago with two of my friends. And on it, it says, when I'm going to be a millionaire. And my date for becoming a millionaire was a year after getting out of the Army. Now, how am I going to become a millionaire a year after getting out of the Army where I know nothing how to do anything, right? I knew nothing, right? And I want to be a millionaire within a year. Didn't happen. Disappointed. Some people want to get married, find a loved one, and have a kid within a week. Unless if you marry somebody with a kid, that is way too ambitious of a goal, right? Or you say, I want to be a billionaire within the next 2 years. I get it, and I want you to know, sometimes people say, well, Pat, isn't it good to think big? It is very good to think big, but that goal must be a goal that if 100% is impossible for you to hit it, and zero is you're guaranteed to hit it, make sure it's 80%, if that makes any sense. Make sure it's 80%. So what do I mean by that? You got $2,000 in savings right now. Your goal is to have $100,000 in savings within 18 months. I like that. You're 168 pounds right now. You want to get to 148 pounds, lose 20 pounds in the next 60 days. That's good. If you say, I want to lose 20 pounds in a week, that's not healthy to do that. But if you say within a month or two, okay, that's good. You can pull that off. If you drop the certain things that you need to, you can get to that weight. So again, two types of goals, too small of a goal, too big of a goal. You want to make sure you set a goal that is reachable, but it's got to be difficult to reach. It's got to be difficult to reach, yet you can reach it. So you'll kind of get that part when you do more of these things. You'll eventually figure out. And remember, there isn't, just like in the world of sports, no basketball team's ever gone undefeated. The greatest basketball player of all time is Michael Jordan, and he missed 45% of his shots, and he lost quite a lot of games. He wasn't undefeated. The greatest baseball player of all time was Babe Ruth. He hit 3 out of 10 times, if you think about it, 10 at-bats. So don't expect undefeated and perfection, okay? But at the same time, you need to be getting your hits, you need to be getting your victories, you need to be getting your shots, you need to be scoring and winning. So make sure you know exactly how to do that part with your size of your goal. So now let's go to the next part. Next part is, okay, now what do I do now? So let's talk about the process of setting a goal. Number one, you set a goal. Now what is a goal? What is a goal tied to? A lot of people say, I have a goal. Generally, to me, when I think about a goal, I think about a number. So what's a goal? Goal is, I want to lose 20 pounds. Goal is, I want to make 100,000. Goal is, I want to have 5,000 subs on my YouTube channel. Goal is, I want to do, you know, have $50,000 in savings. Goal is tied to a number. Goal is tied to a number. Goal is generally tied to a number. So you set a goal and a number. So you write those two down. Whatever that thing is. Number one, goal, number. So just write this down and go with me. Number two is your strategy on how to get there. So goal, number, strategy, how to get there. I know Paul's typing it here, so you kind of seen it on the screen as well. So goal, number, strategy, how to get there. You got to take a minute and write out a strategy on how you're going to get to the number. Number three is there's got to be a deadline. Goals without deadlines mean nothing. Sometimes people say, I want to be a millionaire, but there's no deadline. You're not going to be a millionaire. You're just winging it. I want to lose 20 pounds. By when? I want to make six figures. By when? I want to have $50,000 in savings. By when? I want to buy my house. By when? Deadline. Deadline is very, very critical. So far we have what? Goal, number, strategy. Then you have your deadline. The next thing. Next thing I call your ask, your value. Meaning, what are you asking for the goal and what value you're going to bring for that goal? What are you exchanging your ask for your value? Here's what I want. This is the value I'm willing to bring to make $100,000. This is the value I'm willing to bring to buy my house. This is the value I'm willing to bring to save $50,000. This is the value I'm willing to bring for me to lose 20 pounds. What's the value? I'm willing to go to the gym 4 times a week. This is the value I'm willing to bring to make this back. So the value almost means like, how are you going to improve yourself? That's what I take value as. So what areas are you going to improve in yourself? Areas of improvement, disciplines, etc., etc. Habits. So now we have goal, number, strategy, goal, number, strategy, deadline, your ask, your value. Next one is declaring your intention. Here's what I mean by declaring your intention. There's a big difference between you having a personal trainer that you hire than you working out by yourself. Here's why. If he says you got to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're late by 5 minutes, there's two things that happens in your mind. One, you're saying, I'm paying $150 an hour and I'm late 5 minutes. I just lost $10. That's what you tell yourself. Two, here's what you say. Man, I don't want to be late because I'm wasting his time. He's going to think I'm not serious. Accountability. So that's declaring your intention. When you say you want to do something, you got to tell the world about it. The world holds you accountable. The world holds you accountable. A lot of people want to get in shape, but they're afraid of saying what they look like today. Hold yourself accountable. You'd be amazed on how much that positive pressure can get you to do something in yourself. You know, hey, what is your intentions this year? Well, we're playing this year to win the Super Bowl, and we're doing everything we can to get to the big show. We're doing everything we can to get to the big show. You know what's important to us? We're going after the big show. And you'll see the difference between how NBA players, sometimes they'll say, do you think if you finish your career without championships, you think your legacy is still intact? Yes. Okay, then that's not their goal. Now you see somebody else saying, you think your career is intact if you don't win any championships? No, I have to win a championship. That's declaring intention. Then you got to go get it. And fans love it. And there's pressure. Then you practice, you train harder because you got to make sure you come through. And the last one is execution, period. So now you have your goals and your numbers, your strategy, which is your how-to, your deadline, which is clear on when you want to hit it. And I typically, deadlines to me, I like 90-day deadlines. I'm a 90-day type of guy. I know a lot of times we can do 30 days or 1 week and, you know, what am I going to do this week? You always have your days and your weeks. On Sunday nights, I would prepare for my entire week. But say this is a 90-day goal we're talking about and you have a deadline. Then it's your ask, your value, your ask, your value, and then you declare your intention and it's execution. Okay, so we said now on what happens with that. Now let's talk about the complete ourselves, what we did, and then what you don't do when you come back. So now, for us it was, our goal, the number was what? 100,000 subs was what we wanted to do, right? Our strategy was we were going to produce one video, which was called Good Voice, Bad Voice, which on Facebook, it did very well, and then ended up getting 1.1 million views. Mm-hmm. And I think on YouTube, it ended up getting 96,000 views or something like that, okay? So that was one of our strategies, and our strategy was our two videos a week that we were doing, and with the hopes of that the following, every video we were going to execute and say, hey, please subscribe and please invite other people to subscribe to the channel, help us out. And by the way, I want to take a moment and just thank all of you that really helped out this channel, because quite frankly, we would be at zero subs if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't even be at 80 some thousand subs. I think we're at 89,000 subs when you're watching this. We would not be if it wasn't for you sharing this video with other people, inviting other people to join, emailing your friends, sharing it on your social media. So from me to you, I want to thank you for helping us out. But you heard one part of our strategy was every single video, you're going to see this. Please subscribe. So we made the ask. Part of the strategy was make the ask. We brought you the value. We asked, please, will you subscribe to the channel? And we gave you value. Ask value. Ask value. Ask value. Okay, so strategy was right there. Deadline was August 31st. Then after the deadline, it was declaring intention, which we said it. We said, after the deadline is you ask your value, then it's declaring your intention. Hey, we want to get to 100,000 subs by August 31st. And then it was execution. Okay. So now obviously we didn't execute perfectly because we didn't get to 100,000 subs. So now I've covered with you two different types of goals. I've covered with you how to set your own goals. Now I'm going to cover with you, you did not hit a goal. What do you do now? This is exactly what we did. So I'll cover specific details. Number one, and the only way this works, if you're brutally honest with yourself, this does not work if you are not brutally honest with yourself. It only works if you're very honest with yourself. So step number one is identify the positives. Let me explain to what I mean by identify the positives. A lot of times you don't hit a goal and people say, I'm such a loser, I'm the worst, I'm this, I'm that, and they just beat themselves up because they didn't hit a goal. And there is a positive in that, but the other side is, what happened? What improvement did take place? So the first thing we did is we sat down and I said, guys, we did not hit 100,000 subs. You guys know how I feel about this. I'm not happy. I think we could have done a much better job. But what good did happen from this? And then Mario, Paul, the team started saying things. And one of the things was, we started our YouTube channel in November of 2012, okay? And we were winging it for a couple of years, right? And so it took us 3.5 years to get to 41,000 subscribers in 3.5 years. From the moment we declared our intention, 90 days later, we got 42,000 subs. So we got 41,000 subs in 3.5 years. We got 42,000 subs in 90 days because we had a goal, we had a strategy, we had a deadline, we had a your ask, your value, we declared our intention, and we tried to execute. So the good was we got more subs in 90 days than we did in 3.5 years. What was another victory that we got? The other victory was the fact that we produced a video, Good Voice, Bad Voice, that did very well. It was a 6-minute and 30-second video. We did not think it was going to do that good, but it did get 1 million-plus views on Facebook. That was the second video that got 1 million-plus views for us with the life of an entrepreneur getting 28.8 now, whatever the amount of views it is. So that was a success. That was a positive. So the first thing you got to do is identify your positives. Now, the next thing, two is my favorite one. Identify your leaks. These are the leaks that we found. We found the leaks that we only do two videos a week. So we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. If we do two videos a week, it doesn't give, the audience doesn't get exposed to Valuetainment Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Monday. And so many of you are asking for more content per week instead of just two. I just don't have the time to always do it. But I love some of the feedback that you guys gave, which was great. You said, Pat, can you do more videos with just simply grabbing your phone and telling us your experience and giving some value? And I said, I can do that. So, you know, I just grabbed the phone and started doing a couple episodes. And many of you said, these are my favorite videos. I did a video called the Greatest Compensation Plan, which was with the kids and the family and the Lego. I did one out of the restaurant. I did another one. I don't know where I did the other one from. The one we did with the restaurant of the oyster place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the leak, we could have done more of those. We didn't do that, okay? That's one. We didn't do any collaboration. We did no interviews. We interview very well. Every time we do interviews, it does very, very well. I don't know a single interview we've done that hasn't done well and brought a lot of audience to the channel. We didn't do it. We're going to do more of that in the future. Reaching out to our own network and our contacts. We have thousands of messages that we haven't yet gotten back to. And these are people that want to do podcasts and all these other things that we haven't done with. The moment we identify these leaks and using our available tools. So the moment we identify these leaks, we made immediate adjustments. We got on podcasts with John Lee Dumas, with Amy Porterfield, and now I'm in Harvard Business School right now as we speak. You know, 3 weeks I'm here with people sitting to my left. One is worth a billion. The other one is, I can't say who these people are, but you would know their names. I'm in the classroom with them, and we're going to have some exciting things that's going to come from here. I'm speaking at Texas A&M. I'm going to be in New York later on this week. In New York, then I'm pitching something next week, which is massive. There's so many things that are going to be coming out soon that helps with this. But because we identified our leaks, we knew what areas to improve in. Step number three, rank your strategy. We had to rank our strategy. Was our strategy a good strategy? Between 0 to 10, I give our strategy that we had to get to 100,000 subs a 5 is what we had as our strategy. We could have come up with a better strategy than anything else, and I take full responsibility for myself. Because I'm the leader here, so I need to take responsibility on the strategy. We could have done a much better job with the strategy we put together to get to 100,000 subs. And you as the leader, you need to be honest with yourself and take responsibility if your strategy wasn't the best strategy. Number four, how do you rank your level of execution? I think for what we had our strategy, our level of execution was fine because it was a reflection of the strategy. And because the strategy was so weak, we executed a very weak strategy that got us 42,000 subscribers, if that makes any sense. Then the next thing is, how would you rank your effort from the beginning to the end? I thought our effort for our strategy was good. Could we have gone above and beyond? Yes. Could the team gotten a little bit more innovative? Yes. Could there have been some things that we were more efficient? Yes. But how do you rank your effort on what you did? We would probably give it a 7 on the effort. And then six, how urgent were you? How urgent were you? A lot of times, you know, when you're setting a goal, I think people either come out the gates quick, and if they don't get any response that they wanted, they slow down and shut down, and they forget about their goal. Or they don't come out the gates strong, and I call these guys mellows, because you know how mellow Carmelo Anthony is known for playing fourth quarter, but he doesn't play three quarters, and then all of a sudden he wants to have a comeback in the fourth quarter and plays his heart out. What if he played like that from first quarter, right? And so, you know, they panic, and then, you know, it's like the person that does a homework last minute type of thing. Well, you had 2 weeks to finish your homework, but you do it last minute. Well, you need to start it at the beginning so you don't have to do it last minute. So those are ways you assess your goals. So quick recap. One, goals, do you set too small of a goal or do you set too big of a goal? And how can you make adjustments in your goals in that area? Two, what is the process of goal setting? Let me see if I remember this vividly. Number one was goal. Goal is tied to a number. Number two is deadline. Number two is deadline. Number three is your ask, your why, I think is number three. Number one is goal numbers. Number two is strategy, how. Number three is deadline. Number four is your ask, your value. Number five is declaring your intention. And then number six is your execution. And then at the end is finding out when you don't hit your goal, what things to do. And it's six steps. Number one, identify the positives, identify the leaks. How do you rank your strategy? How do you rank your level of execution? How would you rank your effort from beginning to the end? And how urgent were you? And if you take that approach with your goals, you will start seeing better results because it's all about improvement. And again, I don't know your work ethic. I don't know how hard you work. I can tell you our team is a very, very hardworking team. I put our work ethic against anybody else. I put our work ethic against anybody else in the marketplace on how well we work, but you gotta make sure your work ethic is there as well. Then comes the goal setting strategy that you put in place. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bid-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.